Mark Anderson, American Free Press. Aren't they the market, though? Don't they write the market rules? Leave it to the market means leave it to them, doesn't it?
Oh, of course. Of course. These are, if you want to gather together 130 people who represent Western markets, it would be the people who are here today. That is exactly what defines them.
Hence meeting with government to write those rules and to attenuate and massage those rules in their favor.
Yeah, of course, of course. That's exactly what I've been saying. They realize that the system is in pretty bad state. They're going to try and take advantage of it. Never forget the maxim that every crisis produces an opportunity. They're extremely well aware of that. But they do have to get out of this hole, which you could argue, I don't believe all of this stories about we're finally turning the corner and it's beginning to look better. I don't think that's true of the Eurozone. I don't think it's true of the UK. We are still seeing China at only half the rate of growth that we've had before. And the United States is already, which is doing better, because they did use stimulation measures. Obama and Bernanke did use the kind of measures which I think should have been used here. And they are in a better state, but it is beginning to slip a bit. So they are in very deep trouble. And they will certainly be wanting to concert amongst themselves the best way of getting out of it, which meets their requirements, not the requirements of social democracy.
Some say wherever they've been, the country tends to decline after they've been there. Some say they were in Greece, they met in Greece, then Greece went down, they met in Spain, and Spain went down. Do they, wherever they wipe their feet, is that country then worse off after Bilderberg leaves? Will the UK be worse off after this meeting?
I don't think that because they wipe their feet on this rather nice hillside near the Grove Hotel, that things are going to be worse in the UK. I think they're bad enough already. I don't think they're going to improve them.
Okay, so they won't get better necessarily.
It depends what they decide.
Right.
I mean, if they decide on, you know, not just one decade of austerity, but if need be, we should go for a second one.
Then
all bets are off.